buttoning up your emotions if you don't release them. You are keeping them inside of you, and you can go ahead and move on as if nothing has happened, and you look fine on the surface, but just a little thing can happen that will just trigger everything and you just blow up. You're listening to the Revamp Daily series on the Confidence Revamp podcast. This 7-day series is focused on what I've learned and what I am learning on the journey of becoming my best self, the better version of myself daily. I hope that you take a thing or two from these episodes and that it inspires you. Thank you so much for tuning in. There's a popular saying that I hear a lot and that I absolutely believe, and that is that everything happens for a reason. And that is so true. No matter what happens, there is a reason. And sometimes we don't know what the reason is. Whatever happens comes to teach us a lesson. And while you are going through it, you won't even be able to tell what the lesson is or why it's happening. And it's not everything that happens to us that we can tell why it happens, but just know that nothing happens without God's permission. Not even the leaf falls from a tree without Allah's permission. And I know that sometimes you try to stay positive, but we can't always be positive because life happens. Life just happens and things happen. I really love being around positive people, watching positive content. I love positive vibes and energy, but we can't be positive every time. And so today I just want to share a few tips on what to do when things are not just okay and you're trying to be positive. You see, sometimes when you're trying to be positive at all costs, you may knowingly or unknowingly downplay how you feel. So if you feel really terrible, you may downplay it and be like, oh, it's just so mild, like just to try to keep a positive mind. So don't downplay how severe or how mild you are feeling. Your emotions are valid. Feel your emotions. Like, actually allow yourself to feel it. If you feel like crying, then please do. It's okay to cry, female or male. Doesn't matter your gender, you see. That is why we can cry. If we're not meant to cry, we won't be able to cry. So please let it out. Crying is such a helpful way of releasing that emotion. I noticed that for me, when I cry, I feel so much better. Do you notice that too? It's just this form of relief that I feel. And so the second thing is stop putting off your emotions. I think it's still in line with what I said about downplaying your emotions. So stop putting it off. Stop trying not to feel it. Feel it. Because you know what? You are buttoning up your emotions if you don't release them. You are keeping them inside of you. And you can go ahead and move on as if nothing has happened, and you look fine on the surface, but just a little thing can happen that will just trigger everything and you just blow up. Not like, you understand what I'm trying to say, right? You literally just become so overwhelmed and everything will just start rushing back, and it's like, how can I control this? So try and feel what you feel. Like, your emotions are valid, and be honest with yourself. See, it's easy to lie to ourselves and say that I'm not feeling terrible, it's not that bad, things will get better. It's good to actually hope for things to get better, but don't lie to yourself. There's nothing bad with saying I don't feel great right now, I feel sad and unhappy, and then also add that I hope things get better soon. I hope I can feel much better soon. There's nothing wrong with that statement, because you acknowledge how you feel, which is important, and then you are then being hopeful that things will get better, or you're trying to find a way to feel better, a good way, because there are actually ways to feel better that are not good for one's health. So be honest with yourself. If you lie to yourself, then who are you deceiving? Still yourself. Just please be honest with yourself. And it takes a lot of courage to actually acknowledge something to yourself. You're not acknowledging to someone else, though. It's to yourself. It's just like, for some people, when you tell them that this is going to happen, and it finally happens, it takes a lot of courage for them to come back and say, oh, you were right, because they know that the other person may tell them, I told you so, things like that. But to acknowledge it to yourself is also a lot of work. So just acknowledge to yourself how you feel and just be honest. And acknowledging that you are a sad person, that you are sad, not that you are a sad person, that you are sad in the moment, that you are not happy, that things are not going well, acknowledging that doesn't make you less of a positive person. It just makes you a human. Like, really, we are humans, and life happens, and things don't always go the way we want them to go. Or do they? Confide in a trusted person. Talk to someone. If talking will help you, then please talk to someone. Don't keep silent about it. Talk to someone. Confide in a trusted person, or write about it if writing is your way. I think it's important, or it's actually a good thing, to find a way to release your emotions. I cry when I want to, when I feel like crying. I meditate. I love meditation, because it is such a great way of relaxing and calming the mind. And sometimes I just want to sleep. I can just be having such a painful, or should we say bad, menstrual pain, and all I want to do is to find a way to make myself sleep. Because when I sleep, I don't remember anything again. That helps me to feel better during that period of sleep. So just try to talk to someone, confide in a trusted person. If you feel like you don't have anyone in your corner, I just want you to remember that it's not just family that has your back. There are friends, or there are people around. I feel like there are other people that we can trust. If you can't trust, like family, then maybe there's a counselor in your school, or a teacher, or a friend. Just talk to someone. And if you're in a group chat or a Facebook group online where you feel like it's a safe space, you can also talk to someone, but be careful as well. My final tip is that you seek professional help. If you can, seek professional help. Consume healthy content. When I mean healthy content, I mean content that makes you feel better. Eat healthy. Try to take care of yourself. Just seek professional help if you can. And I really hope that these tips help you if you're going through a bad day today, or you're going through something that just happened and you just don't know what to do about it. Just trying to push and keep pushing. Just remember that we can't always be positive, and it doesn't make you less of a good person, because we are all human beings, and good things happen, and the not so good things, the bad things, they do happen as well. I hope you have a wonderful and peaceful day. Until next time, please take care of yourself. Bye-bye.